South African Express employees have engaged Uprise Africa to help them raise funds through a crowdfunding initiative in order to save the airliner. South African Express could be liquidated soon if there's no buyer for it in good time, and this initiative is certainly running against the clock. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Tabassum Kadir. She's the CEO of Uprise Africa. Thank you so much, Tabassum, for joining us. This sounds like a great and noble project. So just tell us how you plan to raise funds for the SA Express employees through your crowdfunding initiative. What quantum are you targeting and within what time frame?
Thank you very much. Okay, so Uprise Africa is an equity crowdfunding platform in South Africa. The concept is very new in South Africa, but globally it has been around for the last 6-7 years. Raise a small amount from investors is invested in return of equity shares. It is a highly regulated space, and it was not easy to come up with this concept in South Africa because it had to go through a lot of challenges explaining the regulators that how important it is in this landscape.
Yes.
So SA Express is concerned, yes, we were looking for a good rescue story, and that's where we initiated a proposal. Where it was a point where then we were introduced to South African Express employees through Department of Public Enterprises, and they were very excited when they heard that there is an alternative option available to save the airline.
So tell me, who do you reach out to be able to invest in this idea? And of course, whatever money they put forward is in exchange for equity in the airliner.
So we have to approach to everyday investors, every day. I mean, basically, we have seen that in globally, we have seen the trend that when there is a community project or a large base employee project, it is very successful to launch such kind of campaign where the ownership model is distributed towards the employees itself. And it is also one of the financial inclusion initiative where, you know, everybody is able to participate. So the minimum investment and the maximum investment is determined from the project owners. In this case, these are SX employees. They will have to come up with a strong business plan and have to convince first the platform that whatever they are proposing, a new business plan or a new business model, will be viable like any investment opportunity.
Yeah.
It has to go through the compliance and legal team, a due diligence, and after only that, when we determine that, yes, it is a viable project, we would put it on our platform where everyday investor would be able to invest.
So where are we right now? Does this still have to go through that process that you've just outlined, or is it a done deal?
No, initial review was done, and we believe that there is lots of potential in this deal. So after the initial review was done, obviously when this SAX is in liquidation, it has to go through a process and protocols of liquidation. Because it is not in final liquidation, it is still in provisional liquidation.
Yes.
What we did was we did a bit of expression of interest, that this is our expression of interest with joint venture of SA Express employees and Uprise platform, where if it's approved, we want to crowdfund this initiative.
Yeah.
So at this point, we have been approached by the liquidator, and there are certain, you know, milestones which needs to be achieved.
Yes. The reason why I'm asking this is because I know that everything is very time sensitive. I think decisions are set to be made around the liquidation in September, which is around the corner.
No, September, it's a court date. Does not mean that the airline will be liquidated in September. The September, the court has to be satisfied enough that there is a potential. And I think there are not only this offer, but there are other offers also, which now it is up to liquidator and the shareholders to decide which is the best one.
Yeah.
And they have to satisfy the court.
Understood. But in terms of timing and the appetite to invest in this crowdfunding, because presumably you would need to be able to show that, hey, we've got so much in the bank, we're up for actually investing in SA Express. You'd have to do that within a certain time. So that's why I'm worried about the time factor, even if there's no liquidation, say, until December or January or whatever it may be.
A successful campaign, you can close it between any day, 40 to 90 days. A good successful campaign where the champions really take the ownership of promoting the campaign. And remember, it can be promoted not only locally, but also globally.
Yes.
So we have seen when we have done two campaigns, just as a pivot, as a prototype, and we have seen 30-40% investment coming from abroad. Here we are talking about small investments, not big investments.
Yes.
Even though the amounts will be small, but it can really build a class of owners who are interested in the brand success, because people do care about things that they own.
Yes, but just in terms of what's happening to the aviation sector globally, do you think people would have an appetite to invest in this right now?
If you see that way, you see it is the best, because you know the world is shuffling. The world is not the world, even the aviation world and the tourism world, it will not remain the same. Because I do come from aviation background, I understand that it's time that small players come out and maybe the big players will not be able to survive.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the travel will stop. Some are in a 3 months or 6 months down the line, people will need to travel, and air connectivity is important, especially with this smaller town.
Very true.
It doesn't look like that the big players will be able to survive with kind of liabilities they have and the kind of market we see next 2-3 years. But for a small operator, I think it is a very good chance that they come up with right size of a fleet. They do not have like too many fleets. Small fleet with a small structure and a very, very lean structure, I think it is a very good chance. I think it's a blessing in disguise. Otherwise, an airline cannot be restructured while it is flying. So you have 3 to 6 months where there will be very hardly any traffic. It is the best time for a restructuring.
Indeed. Tabassum, thank you so much. It's very interesting, and I wish you all the very best in that endeavor. That was Tabassum Kadir. She's the CEO at Uprise Africa.